Welcome to Healthy by Choice, a broadcast designed to bring powerful healing into your life today. Gaining and maintaining optimum health is possible at any age. That's what thousands are learning at CHIP, the Complete Health Improvement Program offered across the country and around the world. You can learn more at chiphealth.com. But now, get ready to enjoy some proven results and priceless benefits. I'm your Healthy by Choice host, Charles Mills. For 25 years, Dr. Hans Diehl has pioneered the concepts of lifestyle medicine through his Lifestyle Medicine Institute and his CHIP Lifestyle Intervention Program. And for 25 years, people have benefited from his program by not only preventing, but also arresting and often reversing many of our modern killer diseases, such as heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, depression, and overweight. When in 2011, being of retirement age, Dr. Diehl was looking for an adoptive parent for his maturing CHIP baby, he found the Sanitarium Health and Well-Being Company in Australia. This organization has since acquired the Lifestyle Medicine Institute and the CHIP program, assuring that the message of health launched so long ago by Dr. Diehl will go on and on. With us today is Stefan Herzog, the general manager of the Lifestyle Medicine Institute and the CHIP program. Stefan, welcome to Healthy by Choice.
Thank you.
You know, I first heard about Sanitarium in an interview I was doing for the Adventist Development and Relief Agency International. There was a young lady up in Thailand or Myanmar, someplace up there, and I asked her, as a student missionary, what is the number one thing you miss about home, about Australia? And she said, without hesitation, I miss the Sanitarium foods. What is Sanitarium? Where'd that name come from? When was it established? And what are we talking about as far as foods are concerned?
Right. I guess Sanitarium actually means, and when you go back to Adventist history, When you look at Battle Creek, the first hospital there was actually called the Battle Creek Sanitarium. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And because Sanitarium was, I guess, initiated by Ellen White when she was sent to the colonies, she probably became too much of a thorn in the side of the people here. And she then was sent to the colonies and she decided that she would make herself useful and, I guess, instituted the Sanitarium Company and the Sanitarium in Australia. So Sanitarium actually just means a place where you go to learn to live well.
Uh-huh, okay.
And so for most U.S. Americans, it obviously it's a bit of a strange word. In Australia, where it has been around obviously since the 1890s, it's an absolute household name for the health food company that has grown out of what Ellen White started in 1898. Mm-hmm. And so I guess that's where it comes from. What it is today, it's in Australia and New Zealand, it's the number one health food and breakfast cereal producer. Think Kellogg's in this country, or Nestle in most other countries. So in Australia and New Zealand, Sanitarium actually outsells both Nestle and Kellogg's As far as volume of foods produced, and is always swapping between number one and number two with Nestle when it comes to the value of what is being sold. So in Australia and New Zealand, it's an absolute household name, and I can't blame the young lady for missing her Weet-Bix for breakfast when she is away from home, because interestingly enough, one of the claims to fame, Weet-Bix is one of the famous products that Sanitarium produces. Mm-hmm. And because when Sir Edmund Hillary went up on Mount Everest,
yes,
was the first one to climb Mount Everest, he actually had Weet-Bix in his baggage for breakfast because as a New Zealander, that was his staple breakfast. You will find that 96% of New Zealand households and about 92% of Australian households have Weet-Bix in their cupboards. It's an absolute institution in Australia and New Zealand. And even sports people who are looking for product endorsements, the number one gig in Australia and New Zealand is to become the Weet-Bix brand ambassador. That is the most sought after, not best paid,
yes,
because clearly Sanitarium is church owned,
yes,
but it's the best, most sought after, most prestigious product endorsement gig you can get in Australia.
Now, what sets us apart? What sets Sanitarium Foods apart from other companies that are trying to compete with you?
Well, Interestingly enough, sanitarium asks itself that sometimes too, but I actually think it goes right back to the philosophy of sanitarium. Mm. So sanitarium is a profit-for-purpose organization. Huh. What that means in our language is it's a not-for-profit, so a 501c3. Yes. However, most 501c3s, I guess, get money from somewhere else, and then their job is to spend that money diligently using good stewardship. But most of their skill is how to spend money and get best possible outcomes. When you look at a profit-for-purpose company, these businesses are also responsible to generate the income. And so when you have to also generate the income before you can go spend it, it just changes your mindset and you become sales people and you have to have marketeers. And then you produce profits and then you take that profit. And obviously all the profit that Sanitarium makes goes back into the church through the South Pacific division. And then there is probably up to $120 million every 3 to 4 years that goes into the church to further the cause of the church. But another little thing probably demonstrates why Sanitarium is different. And I guess it's Sanitarium has got tremendous capacity constraints. In other words, people buy the product faster than Sanitarium can produce it. But despite that, every Friday night, all production shuts down. Every Sabbath, production rests. And every Saturday night after sundown, production kicks up again. And the Kellogg's and the Nestle's of the world, they think we're stark raving mad, right? Everybody else who has capacity constraints puts on extra capacity.
Yes.
Sanitarium, no matter what, closes down its production because, and our CEO, Kevin Jackson, he obviously says, it's because we honor God and his principles. Mm. That's why we have capacity constraints in the first place. Mm. And that's kind of, I subscribe to that notion too, that what sets it apart is the desire of the people to truly do good, to make a positive difference in other people's lives, and not to put, I guess, the commercial success before the laws of God.
Well, I like that, and you sort of halfway answered my next question, because I wanted to know, why did Sanitarium become interested in the acquisition of Dr. Diehl's Lifestyle Medicine Institute and the CHIP program? It sounds like you saw a kindred spirit here in his program and your mission.
Absolutely. Interestingly enough, though, again, there is, we talk about divine intervention a lot, right? And
yes.
We look at, when you look back on when you see how God has led and has brought things together. So what actually happened was that a lady called Christina Hawkins was tasked to go and look for community wellness program that Sanitarium could look at in order to add to its stable of health and well-being programs, because in about 2010, Sanitarium decided to move back into health food cafes, health food stores, and just rekindle the spirit of the early days where there was a direct contact when it comes to health and well-being with the consumer public. And not just through products, but also through services. And so they started to look at how they could revive the whole idea of Whole Foods cafes, the idea of general practices, doctor surgeries in a holistic manner where you don't get prescribed necessarily Prozac for your depression, but maybe you see a nutritionist or you see an exercise physiologist. And so Christina was tasked to go and find something that was community-based. And so she spoke to one of her friends from church. He's a lecturer at Avondale College, which is the Seventh-day Adventist tertiary institution, education institution in Australia. And that lecturer said, you know, interesting, you should say that. I'm working with a PhD student of mine in New Zealand. He runs this program called CHIP. So Christina started to investigate what CHIP was all about. She started to talk to the various people, and it turns out that was Dr. Diehl's CHIP. So she contacted Hans and said, Hans, are you interested in selling the rights to your program for the Asia-Pacific region? And Hans obviously said, look, I'm 65. I'm a retirement age. I'm really looking for somebody to take on everything. And obviously the next question was, what's everything? And then we started to talk about, obviously, the business Hans had built here in North America. And by 2011, yes, a deal was struck, and the rest is history.
The rest is history. Well, that is amazing, because I just see the hand of God working in this. I see the movement of God, because both the CHIP program and the Sanitarium mission is something that needs to go on and on and on, like I said in the introduction. And now as one entity, each is empowering the other here. When someone gets into the wellness program, into the CHIP program, what are they finding now that has stayed the same from the CHIP program they've known in the past? And what is different? What have you done to the CHIP program that we should hear about?
It's a good question, because I always flippantly say, you know, one and one still equals two as far as CHIP is concerned.
Yes.
But instead of teaching it with a chalkboard, we just teach it with an iPhone app.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
In other words, what Hans built, the principles of a healthy living, whole foods, plant-based, exercise, sunshine, rest, that has not changed at all. But I guess modern adult learning has changed. And even when you look at a movie that might have won the Academy Awards in the 1970s, when you watch it today, you kind of think, ooh, how boring is that? Because it's slow, you know, the scenes go on and on and on for our, I guess, perception today.
Yes.
While in 2013, we want everything to be, or 2014 now, we want everything to be, you know, quick and efficient and entertaining. And so we try to take the modern adult learning principles and modern adult learning psychology and combine that with an entertaining, or what we call infotainment or edutainment style.
Mm-hmm.
And rather than in the past where Hans would either give his lectures in person, live, or people would show DVDs that I guess were filmed in front of a live audience,
yes,
which again had good solid content, but just today's, I guess, tastes doesn't quite cut the mustard anymore. And so we just try to put this into the 21st century and give it legs for the next 5 to 10 years. The other thing we did was we changed the mode of delivery, because in the past we would have these DVDs that we would give our CHIP facilitators, and they would go and obviously do the best of their abilities. They would show CHIP programs.
Mm-hmm.
However, when you send out a bunch of DVDs,
mm-hmm.
what you ultimately do is lose control.
Yes.
And so we had this funny thing when we did the due diligence on buying Hans's business. We found that, oh, there's CHIP programs in Russia, in the Russian language.
Mm-hmm.
That obviously LMI, the owner of the program, knows nothing about.
Mm.
There is CHIP programs in Egypt. There is people who run lifestyle resorts in Turkey using CHIP.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously Hans never got any royalties. Hans never got any credit. There was just completely bypassed the system. And although we do want everybody to have health and hope, and we do want to disseminate the CHIP information as wide as we possibly can, there is a commercial element to this in a way that it costs a fortune to produce this stuff. And LMI has been tasked not to make a profit, but to make enough income to be self-sustaining.
Sure,
so he wouldn't drain mission resources, because we don't want to take money away from the hospitals in the Solomon Islands or the flying doctors in, I guess, New Guinea.
Mm-hmm.
In order to subsidize a program for North Americans and wealthy Australians.
Yes, yes.
And so it has to be self-sufficient. And so we changed the mode of, I guess, program delivery to what we call digital rights management.
Mm-hmm.
So when you think Netflix, you know, the way you just download a program, you get to view it on your PC, and then you have a certain amount of time, and then it gets locked again. So there is digital keys to unlock the program, and then to lock it again. So we just have a bit of control over who shows the program gets shown where, all of those good things. But at the same time, we also have the ability to update things instantly.
Yes.
Because when you have, obviously, a digital delivery mechanism, we can re-record a session, or let's say we find out new truths about cancer and lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We can go into the studio immediately, re-record this, replace the cancer session with the updated session, and our program is still completely relevant and up to date.
Wow.
Rather than having to produce a gazillion new DVDs and send them out to everybody. And so that's kind of what we try to do with the program.
So when a person goes to a CHIP program starting now, they are getting the absolute latest updated information that's available out there on health.
Absolutely. And it's actually interesting, because a lot of the people who have got their programs out there, when they looked at what CHIP has been able to produce, and we actually used the Adventist Media Network in Australia as the producers of the program,
uh-huh.
and they did an absolute stellar job,
mm-hmm.
in just producing something that is really attractive.
Yes.
And when I say attractive, I don't mean that it's glitzy and glamoury, but attractive as in you want to watch it. It's captivating.
Yes.
It's contemporary. It's high definition, bright colors, and everything is absolutely researched to the hilt. And when you compare this to other programs out there, there has been many comments, ooh, you guys are showing us up. You're making our programs that we have look bad because of obviously what you have done to it. And look, we're very, very grateful to all the brilliant minds who have been working on this and who have given off their time and energy and effort to make it such an attractive program.
Yes.
But again, the key is actually that people get results.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason why we did what we did is so that when people sit through 18 sessions, we want them to say after the 18th session, no, oh, thank goodness it's over. We want them to say, ah, is that it?
Is that it?
And that is the reaction that we are starting to get where people say, oh, I'm really getting used to showing up once or twice a week to this and learning interesting stuff and having it disseminated in an entertaining, witty manner.
Yes.
And isn't there any more? And so we're at the moment trying, obviously, the finance to get it and produce what we call the club chip or the follow-on program.
Yes.
So where people, after they've done the chip program, where they can still come maybe once a month to come and a bit, and I don't mean when I say AA, I don't mean that people are dependent on obviously a drug or a substance, but
yes,
the whole principle of AA is actually the whole self-support.
Mm-hmm.
We come together because to maintain a lifestyle in this society, in this world where everywhere we get tempted, at every TV advertisement is about food, and everything we see out there is just, it's all sugared and glazed and fatted up and fried. And so temptation is big. And so people coming together just to support each other, to exchange recipes, to rekindle friendships, that's something that we want to now build and just kind of provide people with a program or some facilitated program content so they can continue the journey.
I like that. I like that. We'll take a short break, and when we come back, more with Stefan Herzog, General Manager of the CHIP Program and also the Lifestyle Medicine Institute. We're talking about the Complete Health Improvement Program and what has changed and what remains the same. And the good news is that the companionship, the camaraderie, the good news of health, and the updated good news of health is going to be continued to be available there from the CHIP organization. So we'll talk more with Stefan on our return, so stay right where you are.
I thought life was just great. I felt well. And then, bang, I got told you've got 6 arteries that are blocked and 99% blocked. And so that was a bit of a surprise. I had to have 5 bypasses after that, after getting over the operation and what had to happen there. I went back onto my normal diet, which I thought was great. I had a good diet, I thought. Went back and had blood tests, and I was surprised. My cholesterol was raised, blood pressure was up, and at that point, I was introduced to the CHIP program. I went onto it immediately. Straight away, I thought, I have to do this. Within 2 months of going on the CHIP program, my cholesterol was halved, blood pressure was down. In fact, I had to lower my blood pressure pills because I was getting dizzy. So, hey, that was great. And then that's allowed me now to get back into the things I love. 2 weeks ago, I got back on the bike. And one thing I really noticed, I used to bike before, I was always out of breath. I went out 2 weeks ago, I hit the hills, I didn't even get a sweat. I was doing some marvellous riding, you know, getting back on the bike, biking with my friends, living life to the full. To me, my life is just beginning again.
To learn how you can recharge your life, visit chiphealth.com. Welcome back to the program. I'm your host, Charles Mills. We're here with Stefan Herzog, General Manager of the Lifestyle Medicine Institute and the CHIP program. And he's been telling us about some of the new things that CHIP is bringing into its program. Wonderful, exciting things. And Stefan, let me ask you about you. I like to talk to our guests, and I like to find out what they're doing and how CHIP is helping people. But I also like to hear about you. What was your journey like, Stefan Herzog, from a young person to where you are today, so deeply involved and so passionate about helping people be healthy? What's your journey?
I was born and raised in Switzerland and into probably a God-fearing Methodist family. Uh-huh. And then when I grew up, I did my degrees in hotel management, and I started to work first. Actually, I moved to Australia because Switzerland was a little bit small for my taste, and I love travel. And so I went to Australia and started to run a menswear company, of all things. And probably would be fair to say that I did the classic Robbie Williams. Robbie Williams is a British singer who had a song called Lord Make Me Pure, Just Not Yet. And so that's kind of was my attitude to, I guess, God and life. And yes. When I got married, and I married a lady who was an Adventist, and so, but also not a practicing. And when we had children, she felt, voiced the desire to go back to church, mm-hmm. and obviously started to go to the Adventist church. Mm-hmm. And so then I kind of rekindled my connection with my maker too, and started to go to the Adventist church on Saturday, mm-hmm. and to the Methodist church on Sunday.
Okay.
We then moved back to Switzerland in the early 90s because through life circumstance, and I was starting to work for General Electric. And so my dad was giving Sunday school in the Reformed Church of Switzerland. So he said, can you help me give Sunday school? And then about 1998 or 1999, there was this Net 98 or Net 99, I can't remember, with Dwight Nelson. And Dwight Nelson kind of talked about this forever friendship. And I just really craved it. And so in 1999, I got baptized and became a member of the Seventh-day Adventist Church. In the meantime, I had been back in Australia, and I started to run Australia's largest chain of fitness centers. And when the Adventist Church or Sanitarium realized that there is somebody who is in business out there who is maybe not a teacher or a pastor, I was asked to serve on the board of Sanitarium as one of the directors on the board. And then when I had enough of running this fitness company, I decided I had enough gray hair on my head to maybe sell my services to the highest bidder. And Sanitarium was one of the companies who said, hey, can we buy your services for a few days a week? Because we're establishing these health and well-being businesses, and one of them is the workplace health and well-being business, and I think your expertise could help us. And then when Christina met with Hans, she then approached me and said, Stefan, you've got experience with U.S. companies, with General Electric, you've worked in the States, you lived in the States, would you like to take this on? Mm-hmm. And here I am.
Wow. Now, I can see why you would fold into this so easily. What do you now know that you didn't know then? Well, how would you run a fitness center different now that you have been connected with CHIP than when you were not connected with CHIP and running a fitness center back in the 90s?
I guess what we did was, and we ran a franchise, so we had probably about 90 fitness centers, and uh-huh. so I guess I was the CEO, and I was more a franchisor uh-huh. than actually an operator of fitness centers. But one of the things that we obviously spent most of our emphasis on fitness, on exercise.
Yes.
And I kind of always felt that, nutrition, whatever. What I didn't realize actually is what uh-huh. the damage that poor nutrition can do on the inside. So while I did not really have any excess weight on me, and I looked in the mirror and said, smooth man,
yes.
right? I kind of didn't realize what was in the inside. And so when I started to obviously get in touch with CHIP, and I started to, even though I was hired as the person who looks after the business side of CHIP, yeah. obviously you cannot but engage with the subject matter.
Yes.
And so I started to say, all right, I'm going to start to ease off on my dairy. As a Swiss, obviously plenty of dairy and cheese
sure,
in my diet.
Sure.
And I started to ease. As an Adventist, I was already eating virtually no to very little meat, but I still overdid the sugars and the fats mm-hmm. to, and all the fried stuff. Mm-hmm. And so I just started to ease off. And I started to realize, well, not only can I exercise less, but also my biometrics. Mm-hmm. Obviously, where they were always okay, now they were optimal. Mm-hmm. And so I started to go on my journey from a nutritional point of view. But interestingly, I took then Hans on the journey from a exercise point of view. So
yes,
while Hans
yes,
always had the bias on the nutrition side of things, now he shows up with me at the Dresden Center at 5:30 a.m. in the morning, and we do push-ups and sit-ups and strength exercise, and we run and whatever else. And so I guess we both found a balance of nutrition and exercise.
And that's what a lot of people are missing. That was in the 90s, it was all about, in the 80s, 90s, it was all about exercise, exercise to lose weight, exercise to be healthy. And exercise, of course, as you know, is vitally important, but they were missing the nutritional part. And then today, that pendulum has swung over. It's all about what you eat. It's all about the food, and exercise is falling by the way. So I'm assuming here, and correct me if I'm wrong, that CHIP, the new CHIP, is emphasizing both equally. Would I be on the right track there?
Yes, we do. However, we still have a bias towards nutrition because obviously that's the legacy of CHIP.
True.
And
true.
It's in the nature of the beast that when you give people information, exercise is mostly about doing, mm-hmm. even though nutrition is as well. But what we give people is the background of why nutrition is so important, mm-hmm. what's happening to our food, and what are the correlations between what we put into our mouth and then how your body and the biology reacts. So we have a much stronger emphasis on exercise. We put more emphasis on people going to do exercise, and we created exercise videos that go with the CHIP program, wow. be that on stretching or all the whole idea of strength exercise. Because again, even in exercise, and particularly in Adventist circles, there is a lot of emphasis on then walking and just the cardiovascular stuff. But particularly as we age, the idea of strength exercise, resistance exercise, getting our muscles to still work smoothly so we can still get out of the chair or off the toilet seat when we're 60 and 70 without straining.
Yes.
They're actually really important things. And we also know that obviously the body is wrapped, or our bones are wrapped up in muscle. And the more muscle we have when we take a fall, the quicker we get back up again, and the less stuff we break, right? And so, yes, we've absolutely increased the emphasis on exercise, but not only cardiovascular, but also strength.
Boy, I certainly do see the hand of God moving in this, not only in the program itself, but the people surrounding it. To bring you, Stefan Herzog, as General Manager of Lifestyle Medicine Institute and CHIP program, into this whole mixture of CHIP, to bring in the importance of that exercise, along with Dr. Deal and the incredible scientific-based information about nutrition. You combine those two together, and you're making people healthy across the country, around the world. That is the legacy of CHIP and the future of CHIP. And I see bright things happening there. I want to thank you very much for being with us today, Stefan Herzog, for sharing with us not only your vision, but where this organization is going and how people will benefit by being involved with it. Thank you so much for what you do, and thank you for being here with us today. Appreciate it.
Thank you for your time.
And listener, I want to invite you to that important website, chiphealth.com, chiphealth.com. You can find out this information. You can share in the excitement and the passion that Stefan has been sharing with us today about how you can be better than you are. You can be healthier than you are, mentally, spiritually, physically. It's all there. They're all tied together. That's at chiphealth.com, and I invite you to go there. You can also find out if a CHIP program might be coming to your area. They have lists there and how you can contact the organization. Very important thing. And if a program is coming near you, run, don't walk, and join up and take this program, and you're going to find tremendous benefits in taking the Complete Health Improvement Program into your life. Until next time, this is Charles Mills along with Stefan Herzog, General Manager of CHIP Program, inviting you to be healthy by choice. Goodbye, everyone. If you'd like more information about Healthy by Choice, call Three Angels Broadcasting Network at 618-627-4651. You can also email us through our website at 3abn.org.